The Rebbe says we have a number of lessons as it relates to the service of a Jew in bringing about the redemption and how to prepare oneself for the redemption, since we're standing literally at the end of the time of Galus and we're holding Ot by the Geula. So the Rebbe says the first thing is we have the answer to those who wonder and are fearful about the fact that we're making a big tumult that every Jew has to do and accomplish to bring about that the Geula should come immediately. And the Rebbe adds in a parenthesis, being that they're open people, they actually verbalize these concerns. Those who are wondering and who are fearful about the fact that we're making a big tumult, that you have to do everything in your power to bring about the redemption. So he says, being that they're open people, they actually verbalize their wonderment and their concerns. So the Rebbe says, there's nothing to be concerned about. The Mashiach will come very soon. The Rebbe speaks on more of the concerns. He says, when Mashiach is going to come, they ask, what's going to happen with all the activities and all the things that they accomplished throughout many years in exile? All the businesses that they built up, the property and possessions that they acquired, the friends and contacts that they made amongst Jews and even amongst non-Jews. What's going to happen with all these things when Mashiach comes? They're afraid that it's all going to go poof. So the answer is, there's nothing to be afraid about, because Geula doesn't mean the negation of the normal way of the world. All the good things that they accomplished in Golos, we don't mean negating all those good things that were accomplished in Golos. To the contrary, Geula incorporates within it all the positive things of exile and elevates them so that you take a law by revealing the Aleph, the Alufa Shalela, the true intent and purpose of all these things, in so far as they bring out the divine glory and the divine truth. So therefore, there's nothing to worry about. All a person's activities, even in permitted matters, not things that don't relate directly to Torah Mitzvahs, everything that you accomplished in Golos, as long as it was done according to Torah, that everything is all going to be elevated. In fact, the Rebbe says this is an instruction that somebody who's actually involved, that the main bulk of his day is involved in worldly matters, such as someone who's in business, should actually look for ways to reveal in his business activities the honor of the Eibishter and to utilize his business activities and his possessions and contacts to find ways to utilize those to add and increase in Torah Mitzvahs.